Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continuously be in my mouth. Welcome to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer, with International Prayer Faith Ministries and Women United for Christ in Prayer. Praise God. Glory be to God. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for another day, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for you, 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 and you. Tell a friend to tune in to Power Hour of Prayer with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, located in the blessed city of Baltimore. We call those things that are not. We speak it into existence. Yes, Baltimore, Maryland. Baltimore is a blessed city. Maryland is a blessed state. And all of you are blessed to be in the land of the living. Glory be to God. We are a nation called to pray without ceasing. We welcome you to the teaching ministry on prayer here with our anointed woman of God, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You are who God say you are. Thank God. Don't worry about what people say about you. You are who God say you are. And this morning, I want you to know that you are truly, truly blessed. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We're going to have a little bit of praise and worship, following our praise and worship. We're going to go to the Word of God. Thank God we're still celebrating International Women's Month. All over the world, we're celebrating women. Thank God for the women. We're standing by the men, walking with them. Not behind him, not in front of him. We're walking together in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. We thank you for another day. I'm excited. I wake up with a spirit of expectancy. I glorify and magnify the God, and I want you to magnify him and glorify him. Amen, in your own way. Have your own personal revival. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Don't wait until Sunday morning. Don't wait until Bible study on Wednesday or Tuesday. Give God the praise, the glory, and the honor on this day while you have an opportunity. Because, again, this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God is truly good. And you know God is on the throne. He can do anything but fail, and he hasn't failed you yet. Thank you, God. total praise unto God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We give you total praise today. Not partial, but total praise. He deserves all the honor, all the glory. We magnify you, Lord. We give you total praise today. I thank God somebody needs to hear that this morning, that we ought to give God the total praise. Amen? God the total praise. He gets all the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Because without him, we can do nothing. Total praise this morning. Let us praise him, prayer warriors. Let's glorify him and magnify him. Glory be to God. Total praise. My God, my God. He wants all of your attention, not just part of it. He wants all of you. All of you. Not just on Sunday morning. He wants all of you. Though every day of the week, your focus should be on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He wants all of you. Our God is a jealous God. Yes, he is. Serve him one day, the next day you're serving Satan. He wants all of you, my dear ones. Playing time is over. Playing time is over. He wants all of you. It's time to serve the Almighty Living God. We are all servants. Yes, we are. We're servants with assignments. Thank you, Jesus. God has given all of us assignments. He called some apostles, some evangelists. He called some, not all. He called some. And many are called and few are chosen. So don't get upset about another person's assignment, because God has an assignment for you also. You may be called as an evangelist. That's your assignment. The world call them titles. You look in the Word of God. You read the Word of God. He called some. Thank you, God. And know what your assignment is. Don't concern yourself with folks' assignments. Know what your assignment is. Know what he called you to do. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Pray and seek the Lord. What is my assignment? Am I called as a missionary? Am I called as an evangelist? Am I called as a deacon, deaconess, trustee? Am I called as a bishop? What is your assignment? Thank you, God. Women of God, know what your assignment is. Pray and seek the Lord. Some of us need to fast and pray and seek the Lord. You may not be able to do it all day, but ask the Lord to give you the strength to maybe fast a half a day. Now, take your medications. I'm not telling you not to take your medications. But some of us need to rise up early in the morning, eat something, then fast until 12 noon. Rise up early in the morning, eat something, and fast until 12 noon. Take your medications, glory be to God. Use wisdom. We know that God is a healer. We know that God can do anything but fail. But use wisdom, my dear ones. And prepare yourself for a fast. Thank you, God. Preparation, preparation, preparation. Prepare yourself. Somebody said, well, how do I prepare myself? Through the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God, the Word of God, prayer and meditation. And he will lead and direct you as to when to go into that fast, mentally, physically, and emotionally. And if you have a spouse, you let that spouse know that you're fasting. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We don't keep no secrets from our husbands or wives. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. You don't have to let the world know, but you let your husband or wife know. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. If you have a prayer partner, but you want to let your prayer partner know, in Jesus' name. Let us go to the Word of God this morning. Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy keeper. I want you to hear me this morning. The Holy Ghost is speaking. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the noon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this day forth and even forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God.
Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within the gates of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Wherever the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. Lord, we thank you this morning. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Get that in your spirit. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 122. Let's go into Psalm 123. Unto thee I lift up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of the servants look unto the hand of thy masters, and as the eyes of the maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes shall wait upon the Lord our God until that he hath mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud. My God, my God, my God. That's Psalm 123. Let's hear what Psalm 124 say. If it had not been the Lord who was on my side, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick, when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then our proud waters. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who have not given us up as prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as the bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. God has a way out. Yes, he does. 2023, God has set you free. Why do you keep going back there? He delivered you. He healed you. He set you free. Our hope is in the name of the Lord. Thank you, God. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. My dear ones, your help is in the name of the Lord, not in man. God is going to send someone to help you. God is going to send someone to be there for you. God is going to send someone to encourage you. God is going to send someone to bring you exactly what you need, a word from God. God is going to send someone to bless you with a check. God is going to send someone to bless you with some food. God is going to send someone to give you an encouraging word. Yes, he will. Our help come from the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy hand, but what it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. But thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even most high thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. Thanks be to God. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Thank you, God. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. The word of God for the people of God. It's the word of God that's going to keep you. And you need to read this word out loud. Get it in your soul, your mind, and your spirit. The word of God is what's going to keep you. The word of God will lead you. The word of God will direct your path. Thank God for the word. Thank you, Jesus. In the beginning, it's the word. In the beginning, with the word, and the word was God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody need to hear that this morning. You need to read the word of God. Meditate. Study the word of God. That's what's going to keep you. Hearing the word of God. Thank God for the preachers, the men and women of God that are preaching and teaching the word. And not only preaching and teaching the word, but living the word. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Let us go into our lesson for this morning. Then we'll go into prayer, and we'll have a segment about our women. Thank God. Psychologically, as well as religion, agrees that you should use a lot of verbal prayer. Psychology insists that the spoken word has more suggestive power. It's more likely to reach and improve the deeper psychic levels of the mind than merely inarticulate thought. Psychology insists that verbal prayer is very powerful for cleansing and improving the mind and emotion. And somebody need a cleansing this morning. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. By his stripes I am healed. Thank you, Jesus. Psychology insists that verbal prayer is very powerful for cleansing and improving the mind and emotions. Because psychology has found that your centers of your speech are closely connected with your mental life. Thus, when you speak forth good words, when you speak positive words, by your stripes I am healed, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, you improve your mental life. Watch your words. The early Christians, as well as the Christian mystics of the Middle Ages, who were such experts in prayer, insist that some vocal prayer should enter into the daily life of even the most complicated, silent souls. They said that the use of higher degrees of prayer did not, or should not even mean giving up or totally abandoning the lower phase of prayer, such as verbal prayer. The early Christians pointed out again and again in the writings from their own profound prayer experiences that health in your spiritual life, like that in your mental life, depends to a great extent on variety in your prayer life. Therefore, my dear ones, you should never be afraid of variety in prayer. You should never feel that you're losing ground spiritually if you again find yourself using verbal prayer after having learn how to practice meditation and silence. Saint Teresa, Saint John of the Cross, and others insisted for your own spiritual balance, you must constantly go back to reading the scriptures, repeating the word of God. There are prayer individuals or prayer warriors Poor Sister Deb outgrown verbal prayer. They feel that prayer of decree is too simple for them. Inevitably, such warped individuals become confused, upset, unbalanced as they try to advance practicing only meditation and silence. Often they end up having psychic obsessions and other psychological problems where they did not balance their prayer life. Prayer life got to be balanced. The variety in prayer, you open your soul. Thank you, Jesus. Open your soul to fresh new areas of spiritual development. The great Christian specialists in prayer always begin with vocal prayer, the most direct and powerful instructions of suggestion, which tune up the psychic levels of the soul. They then proceeded to meditation, the silence, and the deeper levels of prayer. My dear ones, open up the vocal prayer. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. Thank you, God. Let him hear from you. Open your mouth. Cry out to him today. Then you proceed to meditation and the silence and the deeper levels of prayer. After you pray, you just jump up. Okay, I done said my prayer. That's it. No, no, no. My God, my God, my God. Vocal prayer. Verbal prayer. Then you go into meditation and silence. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Verbal prayer is all powerful at the beginning of prayer development. As you see the deacons and deaconess as they pray, pastors and leaders as they pray, they stand still after they prayed for 2 minutes. Thank you, God. Meditating in silence. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody need to hear that this morning. Yes, verbal prayer is all powerful in the beginning of your prayer development. And later on, you never outgrow the verbal prayer of decree. There's one theory that for every 15 minutes of spiritual study, there should be 5 minutes of affirmations, 5 minutes of the scriptures, the word of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. My God, my God, my God, by his stripes I am healed. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Every 15 minutes of spiritual study, there should be 5 minutes of praying the scriptures, reading to balance your life. Study helps you know about the truth, and the truth will make you free. The scriptures help you to release it. Thank you, Jesus. Let me say that again. Study helps you to know about the truth. Thank you, God. Scriptures help you to release it. Thank you, God. Study the word of God and show yourself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Then you release it. Anyone can pray. Anyone can get results who dares to pray the prayer of decree. This is true because prayer power is centralized at the root of the tongue. And we know what it says in the word. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. It's in the book of Solomon in Proverbs 18:21. Because prayer power is centralized at the root of the tongue. The ancients believe that the word must be tried and tasted before it become powerful. That is not enough just to say the scriptures, but you should eat your the scriptures. You hear someone say, taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you, God. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Take a bite. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Take a bite. A few words. Then chew. Assimilate. Think about them. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Swallow it. Digest it. Meditate upon them. The word then becomes flesh. Thank you, God. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Take a bite. Chew it. Assimilate. Think about it. Swallow it. Digest it. Meditate upon it. The word then becomes flesh and dwells among you as a result. John 1:14. To speak forth words of life, health, prosperity, success, happiness, and peace over and over, release an atomic vibration. Those words then become moved in the ethers to form the condition described right out of the compassion of your mind, your intelligence. Thank you, God. The scriptures is simple. Easy method of prayer. It is a handle of power which anyone can take hold of and then produce satisfying results. A shopkeeper in England suddenly found herself in dire financial circumstances. She owned a considerable amount of money on a business property. The mortgage of her property had passed away. The mortgager on her property had passed away, and her help wanted to settle. Her helpmate wanted to sell, or the heirs wanted to sell the estate. They notified her that she must pay off her indebtedness to be sold out. She visited to retain her property. Or she wished that she could retain her property, praise God, but did not have the money to meet their demands. Somebody's going through something this morning. Somebody needs to hear this morning. Realizing that prayers of the scriptures, the word of God, make firm one's own good. Prayers of affirmation. All financial doors are now open to me. All financial challenges are now free to me. Divine substance now appropriately manifest for me. Somebody need to pray it with me this morning. All financial doors are now open to me. All financial channels are now free to me. Divine substance now appropriately manifest for me. Let's say it again. Somebody needs this morning. All financial doors are open to me. All financial channels are now free to me. Divine substance now appropriately manifest for me. One more time. Repeat after me. All financial doors are now open to me. All financial channels are now free to me. Divine substance now appropriately manifest for me. And she continued an affirmative prayer at the 11th hour. And I tell you all, hold on to the 11th hour. Don't give up. A stranger walked into her shop. While he browsed through the merchandise, they chatted. Their conversation revealed that he was a bank manager. Although her own bank had refused her loan, this bank manager offered the services of his bank to cover her financial needs. Look at God. Won't he do it? Somebody's going to place in your hands what you need today. Somebody's going to place it in your hands. Thus, the right financial door opened, but only after she decreed it and verbally and what? Believed it. Walking by faith and not by sight. Seek forth your prayers of decree verbally into the ethers at regular daily intervals. As you do, your spoken affirmative words move on in the substance of the universe. Set up an atomic vibration Form your good into divine results and manifest it verbally for you. You literally release atomic energy through spoken decrees of good. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. The earth is the Lord's, and I shall, what? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Thank you, God. Philip Brooks once said, prayer is not the beseeching of a reluctant God, but the opening of ourselves to God's willingness. Uh-huh. Open up your mind, your body, spirit, and soul to God's willingness. Ask the Savior to help you. Yes, he will. Affirmative prayer helps you to do just that. My dear ones, open up your mind and your heart to God's willingness to shower you with infinite blessings. And I want you to know this day, my dear ones, God wants to shower you with blessings. Your cup will overflow. You won't have room enough to contain what God has in store for you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God has a vast, vast amount of blessings he wants to give to you. God and man producing his good works. God is producing good works in you. A powerful prayer technique is to affirm for every experience in life, positive or negative, I believe the report of the Lord. I believe that God can do anything but fail. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. God is showering you with blessings right now. Thank you, God, for the overflow. Thank you, God. Call out to Jesus. Get your mind off the negative and focus on the positive. God is not negative. You say you trust him, you believe him, you will never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Why are you focused on the negative? Glory be to God. When you can focus on the goodness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you can decree and declare a blessing in your life. Open up your mind, your body, your spirit, and your soul to the almighty living God, my dear ones. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. The scriptures. Believe the scriptures. Call upon the name of Jesus. He's waiting on you. My God, my God, my God. We got to trust him and never doubt, because he will surely bring you out. Thank you, God, for the overflow. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you, God, for being who you are all by yourself. Let's go to the widow's offering. Jesus sat in the temple and watched the multitude of people bringing their monetary gifts to one of the 13 trumpet-shaped treasury, the widow's offering. Thank you, God, women of God. Thank you, God. The widow's offering. Thank you, Jesus. Many of the people were wealthy in those days. They gave large sums of money. Some gave according to tradition, calculated to the penny by the laws of tithing. One by one, they dropped their offerings into the treasury boxes. Quietly, Jesus watched them give funds they did not need for survival. Jesus noticed a poor widow approach one of the treasury boxes. One could imagine her as an older woman, slightly bent from age. Her head may have been covered with an old cloth, and she probably wore a torn, faded dress. Her fragile, withered hand may have been pressed against her breast, clutching her gift as she walked slowly toward the treasury box. Yet it was not her appearance that drew Jesus' attention. It was her willingness to be obedient to God to the point of giving everything she had. You talk about trusting in God. You talk about having faith in God. You talk about believing God. This poor widow dropped 2 copper coins into the box. These coins were the smallest coins in circulation at that time. But these coins were all she had. This is all she had. Do you have that much faith in God? This is all she had. In Jesus' eyes, this woman's gift was greater than all the other gifts combined because her gift constituted all she had. My God. The spirit in which her gift was given, priceless. For this poor woman had given from her heart. She had given her last in gratitude to God. Jesus was touched by her giving spirit and remarked it to the disciples how great her sacrifice was in comparison to the others. Watch out. Somebody need to hear it this morning. Like the multitude, many of us may give in abundance for self-glorification. Yet Jesus desires that we give of ourselves, our time, talent, and money. It all belongs to God. Jesus calls us to reach beyond the comfortable and give sacrificial. Jesus calls us to be willing to give even our last penny in gratitude to God. Now, somebody say, I'm not going to go give that church my last penny, my last dime. I hear somebody saying that. But this widow did it. Yes, she did. Read Mark 12, chapter 41 to the 42, 41 to 43, 49. Then go to Luke 21, 1 through 4. What is your sacrifice you give to God? Give it joyously to the benefit of God's kingdom. What is your sacrifice you give to God? Think about it, women of God. Give it joyously to the benefit of God's kingdom. Jesus desires that we give of ourselves, our time, talent, and money. We get all upset when we start talking about money. As I always say, it's not mine anyway. It's God's money. He wants to see if we're going to be good stewards with his money. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank God for the women of God that are solely dependent upon the Almighty Living God. We thank God for the women of God that know that God is a helper. God is a keeper. That God can do anything but fail. And he has not failed you yet. Thank you, Jesus, for the women of God that are faithful to you and to the word of God. The women of God that are trusting in you, believing in you, that are walking by faith and not by sight. The women of God that know who they are and whose they are. The women of God that know that God will keep them if they want to be kept. The women of God that are married, that are standing by their spouse. We thank God for the men of God that are standing by their wives. We thank God for you. We thank God. And we praise him for that. We glorify him. Women of God, be firm in the Lord. Trust in God. Lean not to thy own understanding. Let him lead and direct your path. What is your assignment? Don't worry about what somebody else is doing. Knowing what your assignment is, thanks be to God. And I want you to know, many are called, but few are chosen. Assignments. I want you to stop calling those titles. The world calls them titles. But God gives us assignments. Missionaries, evangelists, deacons and deaconesses. Bishops and archbishops. God gives us assignments. Thank you, God. The world has titles. Glory be to God. We thank God for our assignments. As we go forth and take our assignments seriously. Prayer warriors. Thank you, Jesus. With a powerful assignment. Missionaries. With a powerful assignment. Evangelists. Cooks in the churches. The sextons in the churches, those that teach Sunday school, those that have the gift of helps, always willing to help someone with a powerful assignment, knowing what your assignment is in times like these is very important, my dear ones. Thank you, God, for the women of God that know what their assignment is. Praying without ceasing. Seeking the Lord. Thank you, God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you right now for another day, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you right now for the rising of the sun and the going down of the same. We thank you for touching us, Father God, individually and collectively. We pray for the men and women of God, those that are continuously calling upon your name, seeking you for answers and not the world. We pray for the President of the United States of America, Joe Biden. We lift up his wife, Dr. Jill Biden. We lift up, glory be to God, Kamala Harris, our Vice President. We pray, Father God, for her spouse and for their family members, that you continue to send forth healing, mind, body, spirit, and soul. We pray, Father God, because you told us to pray without ceasing. You said in your word, if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. We lift up, Father God, the body of Christ, because you said the judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. And we thank you right now for those that have a desire to cry out and surrender to you. You said whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we thank you right now for all of our pastors, Father God, those in leadership positions. We thank you right now for the Pope, that you'll touch his mind, body, spirit, and soul. Let him hear from you. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, that you'll touch, Father God, the leadership of New Union Baptist Church, Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage and his wife, Sister Nettie Savage. We pray, Father God, you'll touch them and lift them and guide them and lead them. All those in nursing homes and hospitals, assisted living facilities, lift them up one by one, individually and collectively. Let the power of the Almighty Living God fall upon them in the name of Jesus. Put workers in the vineyard that will be a blessing to them, that will speak the word over them. We pray over their medication that they're taking on a daily basis. We pray for their food, the water. We pray, Father God, for nourishment of their mind, body, spirit, and soul. We know you as a healer. We know that you can do anything but fail. We know, Father God, that you're God that can do anything. And we trust you, and we take you at your word. We pray that your will be done in our lives and in the lives of others. Not our will, but your will. We lift up, Father God, Sister Esther, as she continued, Father God, go forth and bring forth prayers every night. Gather the people together. Wait patiently on the prayer line. We thank you right now for her being committed and persistent to the word of God. We thank you for the assignment that you've given her. Bless her, Father God, and bless prayer warriors all over the world, for those that are being committed to praying without ceasing. We call upon you this day for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, his wife Deaconess Close. We pray that you touch that family in its entirety. Touch them right now, Father God. Strengthen them and guide them and lead them wherever they are. Put a hedge of protection around them. Then we pray for the pulpits all over the world, that men and women of God will be placed there, because that is their assignment. We pray for Reverend Johnson, his wife and his family in its entirety. We pray for Reverend Thomas. We pray, Father God, because you told us to pray. Lift up New Union Baptist Church and all the workers in the vineyard. Lift them up right now, Deacon Terry, Deacon Spain, Deacon Theodore Price. Lift up all the deacons in that vineyard, the trustees, the deaconess, Father God. Lift up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let them, Father God, go forth with power and with might. We pray for the choir, the trustees. Sister Rosetta Logan, we're praying for you. God is able. We're praying for you. Glory be to God. Sister Portia, God is able. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't give up. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. We thank you right now, Father God. We lift up Gospel Tabernacle Church, Bishop Reginald Kennedy, and his wife and his family in its entirety. We lift up, glory be to God, Minister Barbara Duffy, Minister Sharon. We pray for you, Minister Yvonne McFadden. God is able. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We lift up, Father God, Sister Esther once again. Strengthen her. Let her know you're with her every step of the way. We lift up, Father God, glory be to God, Chaplain Thomas, Sister Lillian, Mother Annie Green, AJ, Deaconess Phyllis Blue. We lift you up right now, New Metropolitan Church and Pastor Deacons and his wife and the family. We lift up Pastor Rosie Cobia. Rosie Trahan, we are praying for you. Yes, we are. God is able. God is a healer. Thank you, God, for healing Rosie Trahan's body, mind, spirit, and soul. We lift up Kayla. We lift up, Father God, glory be to God. Shanita Kelly, we lift you up in the name of Jesus. Your children, Ryel, Zariel, Diamond, we're lifting you up in the name of Jesus. God will keep you. Thank you, God. We lift up Elijah Kelly, wherever he may be, that you'll touch him, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Let him do the right thing in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for Dejanay. We lift up, Father God, Dwayne Jr., Dwayne Sr. We lift up Sheree, Father God. Lift up that family in the name of Jesus. Let them feel a touch from you. We lift up, Father God, Wallace Green in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Thank you for his healing. Thank you for blessing him with a second kidney. Thank you, Father God, for Desmond and Ricky Hightower, Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower. Thank you, Father God, for Sister Greta. We thank you, Father God, for the Mills family. Glory be to God for Brenda and Bobby. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for Archbishop Alamasi and King Alamasi. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God. Sister Lillian, we are praying for you. God is able. Touch our homes. Let the Spirit of God dwell in our homes and our schools. Let the Spirit of God be with us as we walk the streets. Let the Spirit of God be with us and protect us from seen and unseen danger. We come against those that are using those illegal weapons. Put them down in the name of Jesus. Stop them in their tracks. We pray for the salvation of the unsaved, that they'll cry out to you behind prison walls, that they'll yield to you the Spirit of God. You said in the latter days you'll pour out the Spirit upon all flesh, and we take you at your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Glory be to God, Sister Burdetta. God is with you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Sister Maxie, God is with you. Thank you, Jesus. Rosetta family, Logan family. God is with you, Haney family. God is with you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes, this is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, located in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland. God is with you. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send me your prayer requests, your praise reports. We're praying 24 hours around the clock. Write to me today. P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. We'll place your prayer requests and your praise reports on our altar. We're praying 24 hours around the clock. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. God bless you. Tune in again on tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Be blessed. Be encouraged. Continue to pray.